For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. A photo posted on social media shows a large group of students from Baraboo High School giving a Nazi salute. Some of the students are also believed to be giving a white power salute as well. The photo was taken last spring, and the school district has condemned the photo, saying it, quote, is not reflective of the educational values and beliefs of the school district of Baraboo. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. In last week's victory over Leah Vukmir, Senator Tammy Baldwin captured the highest vote percentage of any Wisconsin candidate for senator or governor since Herb Kohl was reelected to his fourth term in 2006. Baldwin received 55.4% of the vote, according to the unofficial results. The Baldwin campaign say their field The Baldwin campaign said their field operation knocked on more than a million doors, made more than 1.7 million phone calls, and completed more than 23,000 volunteer shifts. Wisconsin is again expected to be a major battleground state in the 2020 presidential election. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. A photo posted on social media shows a large group of students from Baraboo High School giving a Nazi salute. In last week's victory over Leah Vukmir, Senator Tammy Baldwin captured the highest vote percentage of any Wisconsin candidate for senator or governor since Herb Kohl was reelected to his fourth term in 2006. Governor-elect Tony Evers says he plans to re-empower Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. Milwaukee police found 73 jars of psilocybin mushrooms in 24 doses. Milwaukee police found 73 jars of psilocybin mushrooms and 14 doses of LSD in the apartment of the man arrested on Election Day for firing an AR-15 near 29th in Michigan. Residents of Milwaukee's Harambe neighborhood are invited to a community meal and discussion tonight with Milwaukee police officers. The meeting will take place at 3300 North King Drive, and it starts at 6 p.m. The Intercontinental Hotel in downtown Milwaukee will close for renovations from January 8th until June 1st, according to a notice given to the Department of Workforce Development. And the Packers beat the Dolphins yesterday 31-12. Their next game is on Thursday night when they go out to Seattle to play the Seahawks. The Bucks beat the Nuggets last night 121-114. They are off until Wednesday when the Grizzlies The Bucks beat the Nuggets last night 121-114. They are off until Wednesday when the Grizzlies visit Fiserv Forum. Tonight, clearing skies, lows in the upper teens. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs only in the mid-20s. And Wednesday, sunshine, highs in the mid-30s. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.